11:03, we are back in session, bringing us to item number 18, which is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of out-of-budget expenditures to equip the new sheriff's office patrol vehicles due to supply line issues not to exceed $32,000. Sheriff.
This is a sign of the times, I guess. I don't think our cars are sitting in a shipping container off the coast somewhere. They're just not making them because of microchips. So the production has been greatly limited. The cost of the vehicles has gone up. We did budget enough for the three vehicles. However, the initial budget amount included the upfitting. We are now going to have to expend that entire amount to get the three vehicles, leaving us nothing for upfitting, which is why this request in the first place is because it's going to go over. We are taking steps to try and mitigate any additional costs by reusing that equipment, which we can in the new vehicles when they come in. We don't know for sure when that's going to be. The normal 60 to 90 day window that they gave us is out the door, and it's just when we can get them. So hopefully we get them before this budget cycle ends. But in the event we do, we do know that we are going to have to go over budget if we are going to upfit them and get them out on the streets, hence this request.
Thank you, Sheriff. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Sheriff?
I would like to address Sheriff, if I may. Sheriff Antonor, I'm curious, along with the vehicles, with all the civil unrest and the break-ins of homes and the thefts that are going on, it's the actions of the criminal element that they really have no respect for our personal properties. I've understood they've had some issues down in Lockwood recently in the past, and certainly some in the Highlands. How would you feel about increasing your deputy staff somewhat in the next year?
Well, we can look at that come the budget cycle. At the present time, it's not so much an issue of how many bodies I have, because I have positions that are still vacant. It's a matter of finding bodies to fill those positions. So and I think our numbers are pretty good right now, but we're going to be looking at a lot of stuff over the next couple of months as we proceed through the budget cycle. First and foremost, trying to get bodies to fill those positions. I think we're right on the verge of doing that. But then, of course, there's a lag time with getting folks trained and everything to where they can be out there and actually providing that service. However, specific to your point on the north end of the county, we are developing a plan to address those issues.
Well, I'd certainly support, if you're in agreement, increasing our boots on the ground, if you will. I just don't think this civil unrest is going to stop anytime soon. They're having horrible troubles down in Las Vegas. So discretion being the better part of valor, I'd certainly support adding some staff if you decide to do that in the coming fiscal year.
Well, and we'll definitely be looking at that come budget time, Commissioner.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chair, do you have any questions regarding the vehicle purchase?
I have no questions.
All right, nor do I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the out-of-budget expenditure to equip the new Sheriff's Office patrol vehicles due to supply line issues not to exceed $32,000.
The motion, do we have a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Sheriff. Good luck. All right. Item number 20, discussion for possible action. Possible direction to county staff and federal lobbyists regarding requested amendments to zip codes in Story County, including expansion of zip code 89437, which is the McCarran TRI Center, to include Lockwood, Painted Rock, and other areas of the county, and expansion of 89440, which is currently Virginia City and Gold Hill, to include the Highlands. County Manager?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. So I included a map in this packet to show a proposal of what the zip codes could look like if we were to make corrections to other parts of the county like we did in 2018 to Tri-Center. Right now, Tri-Center is 89437. That technically is still a Sparks zip code, but it is a zip code that's only existing in Story County. So regardless of its status, whether it's a Sparks zip code or a McCarran or whatever, that area is able to define what sales tax dollars are spent in that area and how it's redistributed back to the county. And that provides other benefits to those companies out there, like insurance rates that are based on what's going on in that region, et cetera. We had talked about making adjustments to these zip codes in other parts of the county, particularly the Highlands and Mark Twain and the River District area like Lockwood. And it seems to be one potential is to just create 89437 to cover the entire Lockwood River District area and really the remainder of the county that isn't covered by something else. Then they would all have the same zip code as Tri-Center. And that would benefit those people by having a zip code, even though it's still technically a Sparks zip code. It is a zip code that's exclusive to the Story County boundaries and region. We do believe it could be the prelude to getting a post office in Lockwood that could result in a separate zip code altogether. Maybe not, but at least they would have a post office. But mail right now under 89437 continues to get distributed out of the Sparks Vista Center. For the Highlands, creating its own zip code just for the Highlands, we don't believe that really Congress would take that seriously because of the number of people that live there. The chances of getting a post office for distribution to that area are very minimal, but we could potentially merge that with 89440, where there is a post office in Virginia City, maybe work with a local post office through the USPS office on expanding some boxes for people that wish to have their own service at the post office or a PO box, but that we would advocate, and I do believe would not change the centralized mailboxes at the Highlands, would continue to be as they are. There's some USPS provisions and that get involved here as far as where mail goes and gets distributed from. Those are some logistics that would, we would work with the experts at the USPS on how this all works. So essentially here we'd have 89437 for the north half of the county, including Tri, Lockwood, Painted Rock, and the River District areas. We would have 89440, that would be all of the Highlands of Virginia City. And I did look at Mark Twain. The Mark Twain area right now is 89403 for Lyon County or Dayton. And we could propose to change it to something else, but the population is so small, I don't see the USPS number one wanting or being willing to change anything there. The chances of a post office being located there is zero. But probably more importantly, when we look at the reason we're doing these zip codes in other parts of the county is to make sure that e-commerce is being charged correctly for sales tax. So for example, in Story County, sales tax rate is 7.6 total. And in Washoe County, it's 8.3. So when people are doing e-commerce in Lockwood or the Highlands, Amazon shopping and that sort of thing, they might be paying an 8.3% sales tax as opposed to the proper 7.6. And that could be an impact to those people. We have reports of people going to the DMV and having arguments on whether they have to smog their vehicle because their Reno address is tied to a zip code. We believe this would resolve that. Our COVID-19 numbers and vaccination numbers, we believe that this would result in correct reporting of those data. And the potential of a post office, like I said earlier, could happen. So we think that there are benefits to those areas. In Mark Twain, we don't really believe there's much benefit to those people. In fact, they might be benefiting slightly with a 7.2% or 7.1% sales tax rate in the 89403 Dayton zip code for Lyon County. So there might be a little bit of an actual advantage there, despite how small. There are no smog requirements in Lyon County. The insurance rates for homeowners insurance, auto insurance, those sorts of things in Lyon County are likely to be similar to that in Story County, being a rural-like rural county. So at this point, until we can research it further, we don't find really that we could create a special zip code for Mark Twain, and putting it in with 89440, we don't believe really would be logistically practical for anybody ever wanting to come to Virginia City to maintain a post office box, as opposed to they might want to just hold one down the road in Dayton. So at this point, it's a recommendation. We would ask if the commissioners and the public would, you know, comment on what they think, and then to give direction to staff to support this direction. And we would send a letter to Amadei's office, Cortez Masto's office, and Rosen's office, and working with the Porter Group in this endeavor.
All right, thank you. Is there any public comment regarding the potential changes in zip code? Zip codes.
Austin, this is Jana Seddon, Story County Assessor. I think we need to do, if we're going to do this, there needs to be some other way, because at this point, places are still not recognizing the 89437 for the industrial park. We get calls all the time because it comes up when you input it into any national system. It comes up as McCarran, Nevada. McCarran, Nevada says it's located in Washoe County. So it's still very confusing. So I can tell you that the majority of the people out there in Tri are still not using the 89437 number. It's been a very difficult thing, and I understand why we want to go do this, but it is still causing issues. So changing it and saying that it's only Story County, we know that, but for some reason in the national databases, it's not coming up. It just comes up as McCarran, and then they cross-reference that as Washoe.
I would say thank you, Jana, for that. And I'll be communicating with the Porter Group immediately on that to see if there's ways they can work with federal offices to get some consistency made there. We do know that companies out there, I know one very large company that continues to use 89434. I've sent them letters asking them to change to 89437, and I don't believe that has occurred yet. What Jana's saying is likely right. So we'll see if we can get some help with our federal folks.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any input on this?
I would just comment that it's timely. I believe that we start looking at this. It's time has come. So I am very much in support of considering all of our zip codes.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman?
Yeah, I as well. I've looked into this a little bit, and you know, I think one of the challenges is the status of the post office is almost semi-autonomous. They are kind of overseen by Congress, but not really. And so having a kind of clear authority as far as making these changes, I think it would be helpful to get our federal delegation involved. And I certainly see benefits to our residents in simplifying their lives in some ways if we can do this. I realize there are some logistical issues. For example, serving both the Highlands and Virginia City out of the current post office may be challenging, but that's really to be worked out with the Postal Service and their planners on how to actually provide the service. So I'm in favor of taking a look at it, and I appreciate Assessor Seddon bringing up the issues we continue to have. That's concerning to me as well, because if it's not a functional, useful place, then it doesn't really accomplish the goals of creating the separate zip code. And we need to make whatever changes need to happen inside that. So I'm supportive.
Okay. I am supportive as well. And that is all that I have. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff and federal lobbyists to request from the USPS and federal delegates amendments to zip codes in Story County, including expansion of 89437, McCarran TRI Center, to include Lockwood, Painted Rock, and other areas of the county, and expansion of 89440, Virginia City Gold Hill, to include the Highlands as illustrated in the attached exhibit map.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 21. This is to recess to convene as a Story County Liquor License Board, bringing us to item number 22, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the first reading for an on-sale liquor license and cabaret license for the VCTC. Chair?
So to clarify things right up front, since the VCTC does have a liquor license already for off sale, this is for them to hold a license for Piper's Opera House. Right now, they're having to do everything through special event permits, either through the VCTC license or their own. The ordinance requires a license for that specific location. So they want to quit having to deal with the event licensing. So they're licensing or getting a on-sale cabaret license for the Opera House specific, which is what this is. And like I said, they've had an on-sale for some time now. No problems with it. This is a first reading, so we'll be back again. But we anticipate no issues and recommend the approval of the license.
Thank you, Sheriff. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to chime in about on this?
I do not, Jay. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No. Kind of a sketchy bunch over there. You sure they'll pass a background check?
Well, fingerprints have come back and they're good so far.
Clean so far. That's good.
Yeah. Commissioner Clay there. Yeah, we do hear you here. We're still on the line. So yeah, thank you for that vote of confidence, but just kidding.
I think that was sketchy in itself. all right. With that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah. Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the first reading of the on sale liquor license and cabaret license for Virginia City Tourism Commission at Piper's Opera House, located at 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 94440. The applicant is Denny Dodson, Tourism Director.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. All right, bringing us on to item number 23 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us on to item number 24. This is update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists, including a letter to legislative leaders regarding AB 240 from the 2019 legislative session pertaining to coordination of resources and communication amongst officials from Story, Washoe, Lyon, Carson City, and Douglas counties, and the cities of Reno and Sparks regarding orderly growth and development. County Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for record. What I have in front of you here really is an abstract or executive summary that would be provided to the legislature, legislative members pursuant to S or AB 240 from the 2019 legislature. As you're aware, each year the county manager is supposed to get together and all of the region of Story County and the city managers as well. And then we talk about interlocal cooperation, coordination with housing, transportation, economic outputs, infrastructure, other sorts of impacts going on in the region. And so last year, I just provided a summary of the master plan. And this year, I feel after what we experienced with AB 90 and SCR 11 and some other legislative conversations that have been going on in the region, that it would be appropriate to let these folks know that we're working on the fiscal study analysis paper, and that this would be a prelude to that, to let them know what that paper is going to discuss, the elements it's going to be reviewing. And that does include all of those things: housing, transportation, economic outputs, positive and otherwise, infrastructure, and then also to talk about the responsibilities that Story County has that aren't oftentimes discussed in the region with regard to payback for infrastructure that exists, and social responsibilities and other fiscal impacts internally to the county. I would ask that this board consider directing staff and our lobbyists to proceed forward accordingly. I would then send this letter to all the folks that you see copied, as well as to Jeff Page, who is managing the regional letter this year for AB 240. And then I would send this directly to our legislative representatives as well. In addition to this, we are working with our financial consultants on the fiscal analysis paper that is coming along quite well. We had expected it would be done in December to January, or at the end of this year. with some of the slowdown that's going on in legislative action, we're actually going to probably ask to push that into January or February. That will give us time to expand upon that paper a little bit more than initially intended.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you. All right. No problem. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
Well, I'm glad we're getting ahead of this, Mr. Chairman. This is something that's coming and has been for some time. And I applaud our staff for getting ahead of this. And thank you for that report.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, good to go.
Anything? Yep, as am I. So if you wouldn't mind entertaining a motion.
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff and lobbyists to submit to legislative leaders the enclosed letter in accordance with AB 240 from the 2019 legislative session pertaining to coordination of resources and communication amongst officials from Story, Washoe, Lyon, Carson City, and Douglas counties and the cities of Reno and Sparks regarding orderly growth and development.
So motion, do we have a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving right along to item number 25. This is for discussion and possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly known as BDR 1109 and 1148. Interim Legislative Committee to study innovation zone draft legislation and other properly related matters. Austin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. No new activity is known since the last board meeting that we had regarding SCR 11 or any other interim legislative action regarding innovation zones. At this point, though, I do ask that you reaffirm the letter from April of 2021 and that the motion would incorporate that this board continues regardless of this status of this committee, support technology, cryptocurrencies, and other matters that were discussed during the legislative session, support housing at a Painted Rock and otherwise in the county in accordance with the master plan, and including the smart city out of Painted Rock as proposed, and that we oppose separatist types of government structures for that. Instead, they should just work within regular framework. And there is a motion in front of you if you'd like to read that.
All right, thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything?
Yes, sir. A question, Austin. I may have missed this, but has the committee been officially disbanded down at the legislature, or are they theoretically still in business?
Commissioner Gilman, it is my understanding that, and as far as we're concerned, the committee is still active and could convene, and therefore we are just taking this action again and again until the end of the year when officially that committee is to decommission.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's still a worry, isn't it? Thank you.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Gilman. Did I cut you off?
No, that's good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman?
No, I don't have anything. Thank you.
All right. And I don't have anything either. So for the second to last time, we'll do this motion.
Yep. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to continue appropriate research, analyses, and actions on SCR 11, the Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue opposing separatist government concepts, and to promote economic and land development, including a PUD at Painted Rock through existing legal framework and the 2016 master plan of Story County, regardless of the status of the Legislative Interim Committee.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving us along to item number 26. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through D. Is there any public comment regarding these business license readings? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses presented in the agenda as item number 26, items A through D.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to those four businesses. Moving right along to item number 27, this is public comment. As a reminder, this is a public comment regarding items that are not on today's agenda. I'm going to go ahead and be first and just note that Pat Whitten's memorial service is on December 17th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Bucket of Blood. Hope to see you all there. With that said, is there any other public comment? Oh, I'm sorry.
Jay, what was that date again at the Bucket?
It's December 17th, Lance, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
4 to 9, thank you.
That's next Friday. Is that right? Next Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sheriff, public comment?
I do. In my capacity as a private citizen, not as the sheriff, because it doesn't really affect the sheriff's office per se, but I had the opportunity yesterday to have a conversation with a couple of legislators regarding the whole rezoning, redistricting issue. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding there's already being legal challenges filed to that. They suggested that we as a county may want to look on, apparently a number of the other counties have jumped on board with the legal action. We may want to consider it, if for no other reason, because of the pushes over the last few sessions on a regional revenue sharing type of a deal, with our inclusion now into the district that is represented through Washoe County, we may not have the same pushback or assistance in the legislature to combat movements like that in upcoming legislature, if that makes any sense. So just something to chew on, something to think about. Protection levels down, we might want to jump on board with that challenge.
Thank you very much, Sheriff. I did have a public comment on behalf of a resident in the Highlands. They would like to remain anonymous, but they did want to thank Public Works, the county manager, and the commission for addressing a lot of the road markers, which have been knocked down, and as well as striping the center line on Cartwright. They just wanted to say thank you. The attention to the Highlands has been noticed, and this gentleman wanted to make sure that we were all aware and that the residents are thankful. So big thank you to, again, Public Works, county manager, and the commission. So that is all that I have. Do you have some public comment today?
I do. For the record, Laura Mather, I just wanted to add a public comment on an email that I just received from the State Department of Emergency Management. And it's giving everybody an update that the United States Postal Service is utilizing a fleet of unmarked leased vehicles to deliver mail this holiday season. All USPS employees, however, should be displaying their USPS ID cards while delivering mail. Due to the holiday demand, postal delivery operations will be occurring as early as 6 a.m. and as late as 11 p.m. Now, Story County is not specifically listed in the areas for leased vehicles. However, it does, as we talked about with the zip codes, it does include Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Dayton, as far as the surrounding counties. So it's very possible that might include some of our areas. So I wanted to give our community a heads up.
Thank you. On that note, I have one more piece of information. Anybody looking for a job, apparently UPS is paying $35 an hour. Use your own car, deliver packages. They pay overtime. So there are some, I'm not looking at you for the job, but just letting everybody know. There are job opportunities that are paying well. So I have seen a few folks in the Highlands in their own vehicles dropping off UPS packages. So Tis the season for high wages. So any other public comment?
Well, Chairman, along those lines, I thought I would just mention that the TRI GID is looking to fill a position as well.
Yep.
If someone's interested, it doesn't require any sort of certifications. It's a kind of a maintenance level position. So technician, kind of an entry level. So if someone's looking for something like that, they're looking to fill a position as well. And the county has positions as well. They come and go on a regular basis.
All right. To separate, they're not $35 an hour. That's just UPS. All right. Public comment is over. It is 11:33, and I'm going to adjourn all active boards. See you all in a couple weeks.